Shalom to all. Today's office on Hedron Daf Dalet, and we are starting right at the top with the words Amar Yitzchak Bar Yosi. And today's office sponsor Lila Nishmas Marsh Mirim Tzara Basar Yaakov Moshe. Her neshama should have an aliyah. So we conclude with Shitas Rebbe that a bezin needs five dayanim, and this was based off of pasuk Asher Yarshiun Elihim, and Yarshiun is plural, referring to two dayanim. It says Elihim twice in the pasuk, making four dayanim, and ain bezin shakel. We can't have an even bezin, so we had another for a total of five. Now the Rabban argue because really the word Yarshiun doesn't have a vav, and without nekudos it should be read as Yarshiun, which is singular. And this opens a discussion found throughout Shas of Yesh Eim LeMikra or Yesh Eim LeMesayres. Yesh Eim LeMikra means we give primacy to the way the word is read with the nekudos that we have, whereas Yesh Eim LeMesayres means we give primacy to the way the word is written and how it would be read without nekudos. As the Gemara tells us, Amar Yitzchak Bar Yosi, Amar Bechanan, Rabbi, Rabbi Yehuda ben Raitz, Ube Shammai, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Kiva, Kulu Sviru Hu, Yesh Eim LeMikra, all of them hold Yesh Eim LeMikra, that the way the word is read with the nekudos is what we follow. Rabbi Hada Amron, we just said what Rabbi holds. Rabbi Yehuda ben Raitz, what about him? Tanya of Brisa tells us, Shaul Talmidim is Rabbi Yehuda ben Raitz. Rabbi Yehuda ben Raitz is Talmidim, ask them the following. Now we know that when a woman gives birth, she enters a state called Yimei Toma. This is for 2 weeks if she has a girl and 1 week if she has a boy, after which she enters a state called Yimei Tahara, which for a Nekeva is 66 days up until day 80 after birth, and for a boy, it's 33 days up until day 40 after birth. And so their question to him was as follows, Ekrani, I could read the Pasuk as Shivim. Yachol Te Yoladis Nekeva Tomei Shivim. I might say from here that if a woman gives birth to a Nekeva, she should be Tomei for 70 days, even though the Pasuk is read as Shivuayim, which means 2 weeks, 14 days, but since it doesn't have a vav in there, it could be read as Shivim, which means she would be Tomei for 70 days. Amalahin, so he told them, no. Timi v'tir b'zachar, timi v'tir b'nekeva. The Pasuk was Matami the woman and Matar her when she has a zachar, and Matami her and Matar her when she has a nekeva. Amak shatir b'zachar. Just like when the Pasuk is Matar her when she has a zachar, b'nekeva kiflayim, the tahara of a nekeva is double. As we said, a zachar is 33 days and a nekeva is 66, and that's written out explicitly in the Pasuk. Af shatime b'zachar. So too, when the pasuk was metame for zachar, and it says 1 week benekeva kiflayim, that means by nekeva it's double, which is 2 weeks, and therefore we're not going to understand the word as shivim, which means 70. We'll understand it as shivuayim. But lachash yatsu, after they left, yatsu machzer achrayim, he went after to go looking for them, and Harmalani told them, he told his talmidim, yatem zukukim l'kach, you don't need this drasha of mine. Shivuayim karinon, we read it as shivuayim v'yashem l'mikra, and we give primacy to the way the word is read. So I don't need to give you this whole drasha I just told you. It's simple, yashem l'mikra, and not yashem l'mesayres. So that's a source for Yehuda ben Raitz. Bishamai, where do we see that they hold Yashem l'mikra? Did not, because we have a Mishnah, and this Mishnah discusses the matanoi's dam of a carbon chatos. We know that every carbon needs to have its blood sprinkled on the mizbeach. A chatos needs to have it done four times, others need different amounts of matanoi's damim. And the question is, let's say a person did fewer than the required amount. So Bishamai says, Kol nitan al mizbeach chitzon, anything that needs its blood applied to the outside mizbeach, this is the mizbeach that all carbonos were brought on, shenasin matana achas, if they only did one blood application, one matanoi's dam, keeper, that's a proper kapara, it's okay. No more than that is necessary. Uvachatos. However, the carbon chatos, shte matonis, there has to be a minimum of two matonis dam. Whereas Basil says, ad vachatos shenoso matona achas, keeper, even with the carbon chatos, which usually needs four, if the kohen only did one matnas dam, it's a kapara, and that's totally okay. V'omar Rav Huna explains, my time in the Beishamai, what's Beishamai's reasoning? That's because the Pasuk tells us, karnois. There's three different times the Pasuk tells us that blood should be applied to the karnois hamizbeach. Literally, this means the horns in the mizbeach. It's referring to the corners where it protrudes above the base, so it looks like a horn. Harekan Shesh, that's referring to six different matnois dam, because the word karnois is plural, and we have it three times, so that's a total of six matnois dam. Arba la mitzvah, four of them are telling me the base mitzvah, meaning four of these times are just talking about that a chatos needs four blood applications in his beach. Ushtaim la'akev, and the extra two are telling me la'akev, that that's the bare minimum, at least two have to be done. Even if the kohen doesn't do four, a minimum of two have to be done. Ubesel and Besel says, then no, karnois, karnas. The last two times it says the word karnois, even though it's read as karnois, which is plural, it doesn't have a vav in there, so it could be read as karnas, which is singular, which means harekan arba. There's only four times karen is mentioned. Gimel mitzvah, three times is telling me we have a mitzvah to do it like this. Va'achas la'akev, and the extra time is la'akev, meaning a minimum of one application of blood needs to be done. We just ask in Shitas Beis Hillel, ve'ema kul mitzvah, maybe all four times that it says the word karen are referring to the mitzvah, meaning me'ikra din, that's how it has to be done, but that would also mean that if the kohen didn't do any matnoiz dam, it would still be kasher b'diavad, and the answer to that is that no, kapara b'chadi loy ashkan. We don't find any place that kapara happens on its own. There has to be a matnas dam, an application of blood onto the mizbeach, in order for there to be some sort of kapara. Now, bottom line is, we see the machlokes Beisham Beis Hillel over here is regarding Yesh Eim LeMikra, Yesh Eim LeMesayres, and Beisham holds Yesh Eim LeMikra. We focus on the way that it's read, and it's read as if there's an extra vav there, so we have karnois, which is a total of six times, not four, like Beis Hillel. The Gemara continues on to the next one, Reb Shimon, Detanya with Rabbi Yisrael, it says, tefach, there only need two halachic walls of a sukkah, which means each wall has to be a minimum of 7 tefachim, and the third one could even be a tefach, whereas Rav Shimon says, shalosh kel chasan, we have to have three walls according to halacha, meaning 3 7 tefach walls, or via safilu tefach, and the fourth wall is allowed to be a tefach. Now the question is, what's my chalikas? So Rabban hold yesh el mesayres, and Rav Shimon holds yesh el mikra. How does this play out? Rabban tzavar yesh el mesayres, the pasuk tells us, basukas, basukais, harei kan arba, there's 4 words basukas over here. The first 2 times it's without a vav, and yesh el mesayres tells us that we read it as basukas, which means there's one, and then basukais, the third time, that's where it has the vav, that's referring to 2 sukais, if you will. That means we have 4 words of sukkah, dal chad kral gufe, we take out one of these psukim for it itself, meaning for the very fact that the pasuk is telling us we have mitzvah sitting in a sukkah, pashal utlas, that means that there's 3 left, which tells us that a sukkah has to have 3 walls, and then asoy hilchasa, the halacha lemesh misinai, comes along, garas l'shlishes, and minimizes the 3rd wall, vokimta tefach, and tells us that the 3rd wall only needs to be a tefach. Whereas Rav Shimon holds, basukais, because he holds yashem l'mikra, harekan shesh, that means that there's 6 words of sukkah over here, dal chad kral gufe, 1 pasuk is removed for the mitzvah of sukkah itself, pashal arba, that means we only have 4 words of sukkah left, telling us that a sukkah has to have 4 walls, and asai hilchasa, the halacha lemesh misinai, comes along, garas l'rvias, v'ukmei tefach, and minimizes that 4th wall, and says it only has to be a tefach. So here we see, Rav Shimon holds, yesh em l'mikra. Rabbi Kiva, what about him? Titan Yehovah Brass, it says, Rabbi Kiva says, minayin l'rvias dam shiatzim shnei mesim shemitam ba'oil. How do we know that if a rvias of dam, a quarter of a leg of blood, that came from 2 different mesim, 2 different corpses, that that's going to be a tam ba'oil? We know that if a mace, or even part of a mace, or even a rvias dam of a mace, is under a roof, anything under that same roof is going to become tameh. That's called tomas oil. And Rabbi Kiva is telling us that even if we have a rvias of dam that came from 2 separate mesim, let's say half rvias from one and half rvias from the other, that that's still going to be tameh ba'oil. Shnei mekarim, the pasuk says, I'll call nafshois meis lo yavoi. And the word nafshois is plural. Shtei nefashois is referring to 2 nefashois, v'shir echad, and 1 shir. So even if the full rvias that we have comes from 2 separate mesim, that's going to be tameh ba'oil. Whereas Rabbanan, they argue nafshasksiv. It doesn't have a vav in there. It only says nafshas, and therefore the rvias of dam has to come from 1 mace in order for it to be tameh ba'oil. So we see that all these tanaim hold yesh el mikra. However, maskar vachbar yakov asks a fun question. Mi'ika de les le yesh el mikra. Is there anybody that does not hold of yesh el mikra? Vatanya, we have a brassa that tells us in regards to the issur of cooking meat and milk. The pasuk says bachalev imai. Don't cook a gedi, a young goat, in the milk of its mother. Now yachol bechelev. You might think that the pasuk is actually saying chelev, fats, meaning that you're not allowed to cook a young goat in its mother's fat. However, in order to not say that, talon beis on top, Amrit, you say that yesh el mikra, we give primacy to the way that it's read, and since it's read bachalev, that means in the milk of and not in the fats of, and so we see that everybody holds yesh el mikra. What does that mean that there's a machlek yesh el mikra yesh el mesayres? Ella rather says the Gemara dekuli alma yesh el mikra. Everybody really holds yesh el mikra. The question is, what do Rebbe and the Rabban argue about in regards to asher yarshiun elohim? If even the Rabban would agree that yarshiun means 2, and the answer is Rebbe Rabban b'hakamifiki. This is what Rebbe and the Rabban argue in. Rebbe Sav Rebbe holds yarshiun elohim achrini. Then when it says yarshiun elohim, that's referring to another pair. Remember the full quote of the pasuk is ado elohim yavad varshneim asher yarshiun elohim. And according to everybody, yarshiun elohim is referring to 2 judges. Again, elohim is referring to the judges, and yarshiun means plural. And Rebbe holds that that's referring to 2 different judges. Then the first part of the pasuk ad ho elohim yavad varshneim, so it's referring to 4 dayanim in the pasuk. Whereas Rabban hold yarshiun deheich vahai, the yarshiun of this one and that one. In other words, when the pasuk tells us asher yarshiun elohim, that's referring to the very same 2 dayanim that the first part of the pasuk is referring to ad ho elohim yavad varshneim. And again, according to both of them, we can't have a bezin shakel, so we have to add on another dayon. In the Rabbanon that makes 3, in Rebbe that makes 5, but again they would both agree the yesh em lemikra on yarshiun, and it's read as the plural form. Now we just have to explain all the other members that we brought with all the other manda amrim to see how it's not an issue of yesh em lemikra yesh em lemesayres. That's what says Rabbi Huda ben Rayitz loy pligi Rabban nale. Rabbi Huda ben Rayitz, who had explained that we read the word as shivuayim and not shivim, so that's yesh em lemikra. The Rabbanon don't argue with him, they agree with him. And Beis Hillel, what about the next machlok is Beisham Beis Hillel, which was about the minimum amount of matnois damim that a chatas requires. Beis Shammai said 2 nesinois dam, whereas Beis Hillel only requires 1. And now we're going to explain how that's not a machlokes of yesh el mikra yesh el mesayres. And on that, the Gemara tells us Beis Hillel, the Tanya of Ebrisa, it says v'chiper v'chiper v'chiper. It says the word v'chiper 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 on 3 different psukim. This refers to 3 separate chatais, one of a nasi and that of a regular person's, either a goat or a sheep. And the Ebrisa tells them ibnei adin, because based off of din, a logical argument, one would say that all 4 matnois damim of a chatas are required. That's why the pasuk says v'chiper 3 times, showing us that only 1 is ma'akev. And we'll see this in a moment. And now we're going to explain how that is. So we ask, Ela Dinhu. Actually, the din, the logic, should go the other way around, that all four matnos, damim v'avachatos, are not required. Why is that? Because nemar damim l'mata v'nemar damim l'mala. It says damim l'mata and l'mala, this referring to blood that's sprinkled on the lower part of the mizbeach and blood that's sprinkled on the upper part of the mizbeach. Ma damim urim l'mata, just like the bloods that are sprinkled on the lower part of the mizbeach, shenasa matana achas, if the kohen only did one blood application instead of the required two or more than that, keeper, the carbon was still atoned for. That's based off of the pasuk v'dam zvachecha yishafech, which tells us that even if one blood was sprinkled, although that's not the l'chatchila, b'diyavid, it's still valid. And that's referring to other karbonos, not a karbon chatos. We would also say, af damim urim l'mala, also the bloods that are supposed to be sprinkled on the upper part of the mizbeach, namely a karbon chatos, shenasa matana achas, if they were sprinkled only once, keeper, there's still a kapara. That's actually the logic that would tell us that only one matnez dam is ma'akev. Oy, alternatively, klach adarchzu, maybe we should go the other way. Nemar damim b'chutz, v'nemar damim b'fnim. It says damim b'chutz, meaning it says that blood has to be sprinkled on the outside mizbeach, on mizbeach and azara, and it also says damim b'fnim, meaning the blood has to be sprinkled on the inside mizbeach, on the mizbeach hazav, which is in the heichal. There's only a few karbonos, but they are chatos, which have their blood sprinkled there. And maybe that's a comparison. Ma damim urim b'fnim, chiser achas ma'atonos, loyas v'loklom, the karbonos chatos, then need their blood sprinkled on the mizbeach hazav. If the kain missed out even one of those matonos, one of those applications, it's not valid whatsoever. Av damim urim b'chutz, so too the karbon chatos, that needs matnas dam on the outside mizbeach, in the azara, chiser achas ma'atonos, loyas v'loklom. Maybe if the kain missed out even one of them, it's not valid. So here we have these two different ways that we could learn, and the Gemara further clarifies near Lamidaima. Let's see what a regular carbon chatos is comparable to. Donan chutz mi chutz v'ein donan chutz mi bifnim. Do we learn a carbon that needs its matnas dam sprinkled on the outside mizbeach from another carbon that needs its matnas dam on the outside mizbeach? And we're not going to learn from a carbon that needs its matnas dam sprinkled on the inside mizbeach. Oy klachol darchzu. Maybe we should go the other way. Donan chatos v'dalad kronos mechatos v'arba kronos. Maybe we should relearn the fact that it's a carbon chatos and that it requires its blood to be sprinkled on the four corners of mizbeach from another carbon chatos. It's the same carbon, and it also requires his blood to be sprinkled on four corners of the inside mizbeach. And don't bring a proof from other karbonos shein chatos that are not a karbon chatos vidalad kronos, and they don't require their blood to be sprinkled on four kronos either. Bottom line, what's it going to be? Is it going to be chatos being learned from other karbonos because all their bloods are being sprinkled on the outside mizbeach, or is it going to be chatos from chatos because those are the same karbonos and they require the same matnos dam? And the answer is Talmud Leimar. This is what we had quoted at the beginning. V'chiper, v'chiper, v'chiper. It says the word v'chiper in three different psukim, referring to karbonos chatos. And what do we learn from here? Mipnei hadin, keeper, afal pishalei nosan el shalosh. Min hadin, there's a kapara for the karbon, even if he only did three applications of blood. And furthermore, keeper, afal pishalei nosan el shtayim, there's a full kapara for the karbon, even if he only did two matnos dam. And keeper, afal pishalei nosan el achas, there's a full kapara for the karbon, even though he only did one matnos dam. That's still valid, and that's shitas beis hillel. Nothing to do with yeshem lemikra lemesayres. Everyone agrees yeshem lemikra. Just because beis hillel has a totally different drasha of v'chiper, 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 that's why he says even just one matnas dam of karbon chatos is sufficient. Now moving on to the next one, Rav Shimon Rabbanon. What about them who argued regarding a sukkah? How many walls does it need to have? Three and the fourth wall could be a tafach, that's Rav Shimon, or two and the third wall could be a tafach, that's Rabbanon. Over here as well, we're going to say it's not a machlokes yeshem lemikra lemesayres, but hopefully this is machlokes. Rav Shimon sub, Rav Shimon holds schach aloy bayikra. Schach doesn't need a pasuk. Rabbanon sub, Rabbanon holds schach bayikra. That schach needs a pasuk. Remember, we had three times that the pasuk said basukas, and since we all hold yeshem lemikra right now in this stage, that means that we actually have six words of basukas. So according to Rav Shimon, one of those words are simply for the mitzvah to tell us that we have to be in a sukkah, which means we have four sukkahs left, and one of those is not necessary for schacha. We don't need a pasuk to tell us that we have to put schach on our sukkah. The word sukkah itself means a covered structure. Therefore, all four are being used to tell us that we have to have a four-walled sukkah, and the Halacha Mishmi Sinai tells us that the fourth wall could be just a tefach. Whereas Rabban hold that we do need one of those words to tell us that we have to have schach on our sukkah. Therefore, we only have three words of sukkah left that tell us that a sukkah only has to have three walls. Again, the Halacha Mishmi Sinai tells us that the third wall could even be a tefach. Moving on to the next one, Rabbi Kiva Rabbanon. What about them? They had argued about a revius of dam from two different corpses, whether or not that's going to be metame oil. But hapligi, this is a real machlokes. Rabbi Kiva holds nafshois tarti mashma, that the word nafshois is mashma two different nafashois. Whereas Rabbanon hold nafshois da alma mashma, that the word nafshois in the pasuk, even though it means corpses or nafashois and it's plural, it's just referring to nafashois of the world. Meaning, when somebody in the world dies, his corpse or a revius of dam from his corpse is going to be metame. But it doesn't mean that we could take from two different nafashois and combine them. Now, after the Gemara just went through such wonderful explanations how everybody holds yeshem lemikra and there's no machlokes, now we ask on that, really everybody holds yeshem lemikra and there's no machlokes? Vatani, we have a brass that tells us arba. Rabbi Shmuel tells us that we have four words litoytafas over here. The first two times are without a Vav. The third time is with a Vav. That's a total of four Litoy Tafaises. And that tells us that the Tefillin Shel Reish, which is what the word Litoy Tafais is referring to, has to have four compartments. Rekiva and Rav Akiva argues and says, Ein Tzarich, we don't need that explanation. Tat, the word Tat, Bekasvi, in the Kasvi language, Shtayim, means two. And Pas, the word Pas, Be'afriki, in the Afriki language, Shtayim, means two. And that's how we know that the Tefillin Shel Reish needs to have four compartments. Nothing to do with Litoy Tafais, Litoy Tafais, Litoy Tafais. But we clearly see from Rabbi Shmuel that it's Yesh Emel Mesayres and not Yesh Emel Mikra. So we see there is machlekes about this. The Gemara backtracks once again and says, you're right, El Oilam Pligi. Really, there is machlekes, Yesh Emel Mikra, Yesh Emel Mesayres. Vahani Miliki Pligi. When is it that we're going to have such machlekes? Hechid Shani Krom Mesayres. That's only when the reading of the pasuk, the Mikra, changes from the Mesayres from the way that it's written. Aval Hai, Chalev, Vechelev, Dechiadadinin, who Yesh Emel Mikra. But in this pasuk, which started the whole conversation that everybody agrees, Yesh Emel Mikra, of Chalev and Chelev, since the word is written, Cheslam and Beis, and there is no proper way to read it, you could either read it Chalev or Chelev, that's the same exact thing, then everybody agrees, Yesh Emel Mikra. There's only Machlekes, Yesh Emel Mikra, and Mesayres, if the Mikra changes the way it's read from the Mesayres. Ask the Gemara, how could you say that? Vare Yira Yira'e, Dechiadadinenu, Upligi, in regards to the mitzvah of Re'iyah on Shalosh Regalim, that we have to go up to the Beis HaMikdash, the pasuk says, Shalosh Pa'am Bashana, Yira'e Kol Zechurcha, and the word Yira means shall see, Yira'e means shall be seen, and again, the word could be read either which way. There's no indicator of which way it should be read, and still there's machlokes. What's a machlokes? It's a tanya of a brass that says Yechem Davai Omer. Yechem Davai tells us Mishum Rebbe Yehuda Ben Tema, name Rebbe Yehuda Ben Tema, Hasum Ba'achs Me'inov. If someone's blind in one eye, Pater Menar Iyah, he's Pater from being Oyler Regel. Because the pasuk says Yireh Yireh, which means it could be read both ways. Kederach Shabal Lir Ois, the same way that Hashem comes to see, meaning when Hashem comes to see all the people that are being Oyler Regel, Kach Bal Lir Ois, so too a person has to come to see Hashem. Maler Ois B'Shtei Einov, just like when Hashem comes to see the Oyler Regalim, he's seeing them with two eyes. Af Leira Ois B'Shtei Einov, so too, when a person comes to be seen by Hashem, it has to be that he has both eyes working, not just one. So we see that even when the word could be read either which way, and there's no indicator that that way is correct or the other way is, there's still a machlekes. And here comes the Gemara with the final answer. El rather, Amar Machaber Yavika, he explains that the reason why everyone agrees that Yesh Eim LeMikra in the case of Lois Sevashal Gadiba Chalev Imai, and it's referring to milk, not to Chalev, fats, is because Amar Kala Pasuk says, Loi Sevashal Gedi, don't cook a Gedi. Derech Bishal Asa Taira. The Taira is obviously asering cooking the Gedi in something from its mother. And you can only cook in milk. You can't cook in fats. If you cook in fats, it's not called cooking. It's called frying. And therefore, when the Pasuk says, don't cook a Gedi in something from its mother, it must be referring to Chalev, the milk of its mother, not Chalev, the fats of its mother. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, going back to explain the Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.